Safe Place for Newborns of Wisconsin wants to make sure frightened moms don't panic.
You've hidden your pregnancy. No one knows, but the baby is here now.
That's the public service announcement used by the organization to let expectant mothers know there are other options. Terry Walsh is the group's executive director. She says denial can often lead to a tragic outcome.
Every year, we'd see headlines that would say newborn found in ditch, and that didn't have to be the case. We knew that we could create a safety net where a parent in a crisis situation could leave her unwanted newborn with a hospital employee, and she wouldn't face the rest of her life in prison.
Under Wisconsin's safe haven law, a parent may hand over her baby up to 3 days old to any hospital worker, emergency medical technician, or police professional in the state. No questions asked, no threat of prosecution.
Wisconsin's law and the efforts of Safe Place for Newborns has proven very successful. 24 babies have been saved because of this law.
Connor Kersling is one of those lucky newborns. Now a happy-go-lucky two-year-old, it's hard to imagine he spent the first few hours of his life in the entryway of a Neenah medical clinic.
Wrapped in a blanket in a plastic bin.
When Janet Kersling read about him in the paper the next day, she knew her life was about to change.
From the moment I heard about it, I just had to have him. So hopefully we've done some good. You know, I am thankful every day to his biological mother for putting him somewhere safe and not panicking and doing the unthinkable.
The unthinkable, Walsh says, is what Safe Place for Newborns is trying to prevent.
We know we have a safety net. We just need to continue to let the young people as they're getting older become aware and let them know that this law is available.
Walsh is careful to stress the law's purpose is to save lives, not to serve as an excuse to abandon a child.
We don't want our law to be used in place of making an adoption plan. We want to be there to help the parent and save that newborn's life.
Still, Walsh says many women don't even know the law exists. Safe Place for Newborns is calling on people in the community to make a difference, to help spread the word by distributing posters to high schools, churches, shopping malls, even taverns. Another resource for pregnant mothers is the toll-free crisis line.
We field calls from women at all stages of their pregnancy. So we're able to answer them and refer them to services in their area.
Walsh says the National Switchboard gets nearly 300 calls a year from women in crisis, nearly one quarter of which come from Wisconsin.
Thank you for calling Newborn Lifeline Network. We are here and we're ready to help you.
And help, according to Walsh, is what most women are afraid to ask for. But dialing that crisis number is often the first step toward a healthy and happy outcome for both mom and baby. In the case of baby Connor, one woman's crisis became another woman's blessing.
This little boy, he is one of a kind. He is so special. I just can't imagine life without him. So, I mean, everybody just feels like they were given a great gift also.
Safe Place for Newborns of Wisconsin is working to preserve that gift of life, one baby at a time. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.